and I'm Jordan. Today, we're digging into Oracle's fiscal first quarter 2027 report. And Alex, this one's got some big numbers in it.
It really does. But before we get into it, quick reminder. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good. Now let's get into it, because Oracle's CFO Hillary Maxson used the word acceleration to describe the quarter, and honestly, the numbers back that up.
Total revenue hit a record $19.3 billion, up 30% year over year. What's notable is that revenue actually grew sequentially from fourth quarter to first quarter. Historically, that hasn't happened for Oracle. A strong fourth quarter usually meant a softer first quarter.
Right, and the real engine here is cloud infrastructure. OCI revenue was $7.4 billion, up 121% year over year. That's after 93% growth last quarter. So this business is actually speeding up, not slowing down.
Cloud apps grew a more modest 10%, but within that, Fusion grew 14% and industry apps grew over 20%. Non-GAAP EPS came in at $1.92, up 30%. And then there's the RPO number. Remaining performance obligations jumped $26 billion in just one quarter.
That RPO detail is worth pausing on. Management said the vast majority of that new backlog came through prepayments or bring your own hardware arrangements, meaning it doesn't require Oracle to put up more of its own capital. They now expect about half of total RPO to convert into revenue over the next 36 months.
Which matters a lot for the CapEx conversation, because Oracle spent $28 billion in CapEx this quarter alone, leading to negative free cash flow of $5 billion. Full-year CapEx guidance stays at $90 to $95 billion.
On the Q&A, one exchange stood out to me. An analyst pushed CFO Hillary Maxson on when free cash flow turns positive again. She wouldn't give a timeline, but said each data center project, once ramped, converts to free cash flow at close to 100% of post-tax EBITDA, essentially calling the business self-funding over time.
There was also a good back and forth on gross margins, which declined this quarter as expected. Maxson was pretty clear that operating margin, which held flat around 42%, is the metric she wants investors focused on, not gross margin, since the infrastructure business is structurally lower margin but requires much less R&D and sales spend.
On the infrastructure side, co-CEO Clay Magork shared some eye-popping delivery stats. 850 megawatts of AI capacity and over 300,000 GPUs delivered since fourth quarter, almost triple what they delivered in all of fourth quarter. GPU utilization sits at 97.9%, and this one surprised me. GPUs coming up for renewal are actually being renewed or resold at a 20% premium to their original contracts.
That's a strong signal on hardware longevity in a market that's been nervous about AI infrastructure depreciation. Magork also addressed concerns about delays at the New Mexico and Wisconsin data centers directly, saying neither will impact fiscal 2027 revenue guidance, and stressed Oracle has a broad, diversified pipeline of sites, so no single delay creates a major hit.
On the app side, co-CEO Mike Sicilia leaned into the AI agent story. Customers used embedded AI capabilities more than 150 million times in the quarter. AI agents executed 3.5 million times in production, nearly doubling quarter over quarter, and there are now over 2,300 AI agents live with customers, up 90% sequentially.
They also announced NetSuite Next, a new AI-infused version of NetSuite, and noted their AI connector service linking NetSuite to tools like ChatGPT, and Claude already has more than 10,000 customers using it.
And looking ahead, guidance. For second quarter, Oracle expects total revenue growth of 30 to 34%, with cloud revenue growth of 65 to 71%. For the full year, they raise guidance to at least $90 billion in total revenue, up 34%, and non-GAAP EPS of $8.10.
So, what does this mean for investors watching Oracle? The story is really about whether that massive infrastructure build-out converts into durable, profitable growth, and this quarter's RPO conversion and margin discipline suggest it's starting to. The flip side is the CapEx intensity and the free cash flow picture, which management says will improve, but hasn't put a firm date on.
Worth also keeping an eye on execution risk around those big data center sites and how gross margins trend as more AI infrastructure capacity comes online. Oracle's Investor Day in October should give more color on both.
Before we wrap, Jordan, want to close us out?
Sure. And remember, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Oracle's next earnings call is set for December 14th, and with Investor Day coming up in October, there's a lot more detail likely on the way about margins, CapEx, and that RPO conversion story.
We'll be back to break it all down when it happens. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch.
See you next time.